AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President-elect Donald Trump has selected ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to lead the State Department. That's according to two people close to Trump's transition team. Southern Methodist University political science professor Matthew Wilson says it is an unconventional pick.
It is certainly surprising. Usually you look in the Secretary of State for someone who has some level of diplomatic experience, some foreign service experience. This choice would not reflect that.
Sound courtesy KDFW. Tillerson's close ties to Russia, which Trump may see as an asset, could still complicate his Senate confirmation hearings. Trump is expected to announce the appointment today. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's prepared to meet President-elect Donald Trump at any time. Well, presidential election recount efforts came to an end Monday in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, with both states certifying Trump as the winner in contests that helped put him over the top in the Electoral College stakes. AP correspondent Scott Bauer on the recount in Wisconsin.
Election officials have certified the vote. Donald Trump was the winner on election night, and he remains the winner with only a difference of 131 votes in the margin that he got over Hillary Clinton.
In federal court in Springfield, Illinois, former Congressman Aaron Schuck pleaded not guilty to charges that he misused government and campaign money for personal use. Schuck later told reporters that he did nothing wrong.
I look forward to all the facts coming out in this case. I have full confidence in my legal team, full confidence in the good people of this community, and I'm confident that in the end, justice will prevail.
Prosecutors allege he used his position to spend lavishly on travel and other items. Syrian government forces are poised for the final sweep to take the last rebel holdouts in eastern Aleppo. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers for Bill Cosby will battle in court starting today in hopes of limiting the number of other accusers who can testify at the comedian's sexual assault trial. Prosecutors near Philadelphia hope to call 13 other women to show Cosby had a pattern of drugging and molesting women. The defense will attack their credibility and relevance to his 2004 encounter with accuser Andrea Constand. New Englanders say they'll be getting geared up for winter now that they've had their first real snowstorm. David Holden is in Concord.
It's the first, bigger snow for us in New Hampshire. We probably had 6 or 7 inches, and so they were a little slippery and people were moving slow.
That snow has gotten area skiers and ski resort operators excited. A federal judge is set to consider an $11 million plea deal to settle a criminal case against ConAgra stemming from a salmonella outbreak linked to the company's Peter Pan peanut butter that sickened hundreds a decade ago. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.